Chapter 2. The Meal. 2 weeks later, I again walked over the moors to Wuthering Heights. It was a cold, grey day, and when I was almost there, it started to snow. I arrived at the house and knocked at the door, but no one answered it. I knocked again, and an old man appeared at the side of the house.
"What do you want?"
he shouted.
"No one's here! The master's in the fields!"
"Will no one open the door for me?" I asked.
"Mrs. Heathcliff is inside, but she won't open the door for anyone," the man said, and he walked away.
A few moments later, a young farm worker appeared. I asked him to let me into the house.
"Follow me," he said.
We walked round the house and entered through a back door. He led me into the sitting room. A young woman sat at the table, and I saw that a meal was set out. The woman looked at me, but said nothing. Trying to be sociable, I said, "Very bad weather we're having." The young woman didn't reply, but stared at me. She was very beautiful, but her miserable expression spoiled her looks. "Were you invited to eat with us?" she asked at last.
"No, but I'll be happy to join you," I replied.
"But were you invited?" she repeated.
"No," I replied with a smile. "You are the one to invite me."
She didn't reply. She looked away, and I saw that her eyes were filled with tears. The farm worker was also sitting at the table. His hands were dirty, and his nails were black. "What a trio we are," I thought to myself. "A sad-looking woman, a common farmer, and me." No one said a word. I was sorry that I had come. At last, Heathcliff entered the room. When he saw me, he stopped, stared, and said,
"You were foolish to go walking over the moors in a snowstorm."
"But it wasn't snowing when I set out," I said.
"It's snowing heavily now," he said, "and there's no chance of a change."
"Are you going to make the tea?"
the farm worker asked the young woman.
"Is he going to have tea with us?" she asked, pointing at me.
"Yes, he is. Get it ready,"
shouted Mr. Heathcliff. I felt quite unwelcome at this unpleasant tea table. However, the food was good, and I made another attempt at a little friendly conversation. "This is a very tasty meal," I said, "and I thank you, Mr. Heathcliff, and your good lady."
"My good lady?" he cried with a wicked laugh. "Where is my good lady?"
I was confused. "Your wife?"
"My wife is a ghost, Mr. Lockwood," he said. "Gone long ago."
"I'm sorry," I said, realizing my mistake. Heathcliff was over 40, and this young woman was not yet 20.
"This woman is my daughter-in-law," Heathcliff said.
As he said these words, he gave her a look that was full of hatred. "Oh, I see," I said, turning to the young man that I thought was one of Heathcliff's workers. "You must be the lovely lady's husband." This was even worse. The young man grew red and looked as if he wanted to hit me.
"You're not good at guessing games," Mr. Heathcliff said.
He appeared to enjoy my embarrassment.
"This man is not the lady's husband. Her husband is dead. I told you that she is my daughter-in-law. Therefore, she was the wife of my son."
"And this young man?" I asked.
"He is not my son," said Mr. Heathcliff. "You can be sure of that."
"My name is Hareton Earnshaw," the young man said in an angry voice.
No more was said. As soon as the meal was over, I rose and went to the window. I was upset to see a thick white blanket of snow on the ground.